station. Greg in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Miley Cyrus showed up at Neo's Midnight Grammy Brunch on the arm of a Bronx rapper named French Montana. Get it? Hannah Montana, French Montana. Anyway, they spent the night partying with Diddy and Meek Mill. Apparently, Miley's really tapped into her inner sister, and she likes it. For her new CD out this spring, she's collaborated with Wiz Khalifa, Mary J. Blige, Pharrell Williams, and Tyler, the Creator.
Number four.
Angelina Jolie keeping it in the family. She's the star of the movie Maleficent, and she got some of her kids' parts in the movie, too. Pax and Zahara have small roles, but four-year-old Vivian landed the part of the young Aurora, also known as Sleeping Beauty. She gets paid $3,000 a week and also gets a per diem of $60 a day.
Number three.
When Ryan Seacrest asked Justin Timberlake about who's going to be joining him for the upcoming tour, JT was very evasive. All he would say is, "We're definitely going to go on tour and it's going to be a lot of fun. But who is this we he's talking about?" Sources say it's none other than Jay-Z, and that JT and Jay-Z are planning a 10-city stadium tour together.
Number two.
Kate Upton has landed the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue for the second straight year. Back-to-back covers are pretty rare. In fact, we haven't seen a repeat since Tyra Banks did it back in 96 and 97.
Number one.
Chris Brown's being slammed for seemingly being the only person who didn't give Frank Ocean a standing ovation at the Grammys. Well, sources who were in the crowd say Frank shouldn't take it too personally. Chris didn't stand up for Kelly Clarkson or Carrie Underwood either. In fact, Chris only stood twice, and that was after both of Rihanna's performances. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.